And it's like, oh, you have to get the vaccine. I've lost patience. And like, who are you? I don't even know who you are anymore. And that's happening a lot. So, no, I have
well,
no
the
doubt
only thing missing from that speech was a little square mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's face it. It's kind of the way it's going. These guys are. I've been using the term Third Reich-esque, and I don't throw that around easily. I don't throw that around easily. I've never actually used it before. I never thought I'd have to, but now it's coming up on 100 years.
No, we could have never really trumped this up. And one of the other things I was suggesting to people do, if they are having a problem with their doctors saying that as of this date, we're no longer going to see unvaccinated patients, it would be really great to call your insurance company, since they, you know, have you in network with your primary care physician. You know, you need to follow up with the insurance company and say, hey, is your contract with Dr. So-and-so allowing for them to not see me because I'm unvaccinated? And if they say Dr. So-and-so could do whatever they want, then if it was me personally, I'd be canceling my health insurance. Because if you're not going to provide me doctors that are going to take care of me, there's no point. There's no point. So you could put that money into other things. Or send a clear message if people start doing this. Because it would be nice to know if they have contracts with insurance companies, are they allowed to just discount thousands of patients? So that's another question that's not getting answered out there.
We wonder where it's going to go. I wonder where it's going to go. I'm wondering where it's going. Right on. I just have a feeling there's going to be a lot more sick people. We've had this feeling for a while.
No, there is.
It's a damn shame. It's beyond a shame. And then, you know, Marie, I look today and it says Pfizer to seek FDA approval of COVID jab for kids 6 months to 5 years old. So, I mean, they're not stopping. They are not stopping.
No, they're not stopping. And they're going to get lots of parents to do this. Now, let me say, I've seen some really good things that make me smile, because it was the fallout that they never expected. And that's now more people are questioning and will not get flu shots anymore. And now they're doing exactly what I had hoped for. They are going to scrutinize the regular vaccines that their children get. And start, you know, nailing these pediatricians to the wall with drilling them. Okay, tell me the ingredients. Tell me the efficacy. Okay, I found a video the other night that I was watching. I want to say it was from 2017. It was about pandemics. Fauci had about a 10-minute speech. He was talking about the flu vaccine. He was talking about how most of them only had a 10%. Efficacy.
Usually it's like 38% or something.
Right.
Yeah.
I've heard my own doctor at one point had told me 17%, and that was a few years ago, and which I never get the flu shot anyway. So, but he was poo-pooing the flu vaccine. But what he worked in there was one of the true goals, and Gates has spoken about this a lot. Is a universal vaccine.
For the flu?
Yes, like a universal flu vaccine. Mm-hmm. Now, how you're going to do that?
Well, I'm sure Moderna is going to do it, not just how they're going to do it. I'm sure Moderna will come out with it. They're already coming out with something now, Moderna. It's a shot and a pill.
These are all Dr. Frankenstein. They have no idea what they're pumping people full of, and it's like third boosters, fourth booster, blah, 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 blah. But you could go back in time and watch these conferences and see what they're talking about and see how they're lining things up. And it's like, well, I'll be damned. He's even admitting it right here that the flu vaccine really doesn't have great efficacy. But yet, you would walk every winter prior to 2020, you know, you'd walk in that Walgreens and CVS and over the loudspeaker, get your free flu shot, and the supermarkets, and there are people are lining up for it. Now, do the people even say to the person administering at Walgreens, hey, before you stick that in me, what could you tell me about it? No, they don't do that. Because trust, everybody's been groomed to trust their doctor, trust the little piece of paper with the RX on it, take it, fill it. You have no idea what that medicine is, how it's made, what lab it's from. Is it from out of the country? I mean, and I can tell you how many times my husband's medicine in the past was recalled for carcinogenics. So blood pressure pills or cholesterol pills. What do we know?
It's where they blend these things. They don't blend a lot of these things in the United States. And, you know, correct. I investigated a blending facility for well over a year out of my life. And my young career as a journalist, and I couldn't believe this stuff was happening. That the markups they make, pharmaceutical companies make on these pills and these medications are so obnoxious in the U.S. specifically. Mm-hmm. But they would just, well, we could save an extra 35 cents a dose if we blend it in some third world offshore ghetto. Mm-hmm. And that's okay if people get hurt? What?
No, and like I said, this is what I mean. They groomed everybody. They never quite, but now they are. And see, this is the good thing. This is what I am liking about, you know, people are waking up to what they're taking, and, you know, maybe we better take our health into our own hands because the doctors don't want to treat us, and they're getting it. A lot of people are getting it. And, you know, it's like flu seasons of the past. I forget what year it was, family member had the flu and Tamiflu was prescribed for them. Now the flu was so bad that season, I had to go two counties away to pick it up.
Right.
Because everybody was out of it. But guess what? It didn't make the news. Nobody was wearing masks. There was no hysteria. Okay? Now we did lose a 20-some-year-old woman that year. Because of the pneumonia. You're like 23, 24?
I guess I can't wrap my head around it. Just before I forget about it, because I've been a bird brain all week, I have these thoughts and then I forget about it. I just want to throw this out. I can't get my head around everything we know about this, everything the folks who listen here or watch here know about this and about what's coming and actually what is actually happening. And then they're going to turn around and give this stuff to kids. And what is the end game here? Did they actually think that perhaps parents will be docile if there's negative adverse reactions and their kids get sick? Are parents just going to sit around and say, oh, that's messed up. I don't know where this came from. And or will parents lash out? I mean, it seems like you're playing with fire. You know, no, you can do what you want to me, but don't mess with my kids.
No, this has been going on for decades. Innocent parents, trusting of their doctors, vaccinated their children. There were problems. Doctors never would even point it out to them that it could be vaccine. Up until now, many doctors never even knew of the VAERS system. They never heard of it.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
That's terrifying. So, okay, so now I know firsthand, I told the story before, I'll tell it again, I don't care. It wasn't until COVID, and I'm researching a lot, that I decided to cross-reference to dairy allergies and vaccines. And it takes me right back to around the year my son was born. Because at 3 weeks old, he probably got a shot that caused this, is when he went into dairy-based anaphylactic allergy. So we took him into the pediatrician. All he said to me was, the next day. He was in the doctor's office one day, next day we're back, and he is one big pancake-sized hives all over his body. And the doctor was like, no big deal. Oh, he must be allergic to the Similac. We're going to switch him to soy. That's what he told me. Oh, so for years, dairy-free diets, everything specialized, blah, 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 blah. 29 years old now. Now I'm looking back in time. And one of the vaccines had an overabundance of caseinate, which is the number one protein, milk protein, that is the most deadliest to him. And he has been in Children's Hospital. The color of an eggplant. from just a drop. Serena, you want to talk about, oh, you were talking last week about overcrowded hospitals. When I had to stay, he was 3 years old, when I had to stay at Children's Hospital with him, they had us parents four to a room. Four parents in a room with four sisters.
Yikes.
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 Yikes. So these things happen. I told you before, hospitals went on divert. Nobody ever complained. Everybody bobbed, weaved, worked. That's how it was done. But so doctors will never point to you, never say that the vaccine did this, or we think the vaccine, look at people with autistic children. They've been fighting for years. Nobody will ever admit it. So now, when these parents out there, the new parents having babies, and if they say, oh yeah, you know, the COVID, whoa, crony, these people, if they get their children vaccinated, and then there starts to be learning, development issues, whatever, their doctor is never going to say, gee, could have been that COVID vaccine. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. And the people that are terrified of COVID, like I told you, all of these people that refuse to connect the dots with serious health issues like kidney cancer, lymphoma, leukemia, when they're not even saying, hey, wait a minute, I got that vaccine in March, and in August I was diagnosed with blah, blah cancer.
Yeah, well, I mean, what, you can't put that together? Is this what we're dealing
Mike,
with?
They're
these
not,
people are out to
no.
fucking lunch.
This is, like, when people can go on social media and rip apart, excuse me, rip apart a dead person who was unvaccinated and rip them apart, but act as if they don't know that there's tens of thousands of vaccinated people sick and dying.
Well, I'll give you an example, and I'll let you rest your voice for a little bit. There's we did research on it, and we were gonna, you know, make it part of the news story. I said, you know what? It's not even worth it, because it was a 20-year-old girl at LSU in Louisiana, Louisiana State University, and she's the daughter of a former NFL running back who played for the Patriots. And she was a student there, and her father, the former NFL player, is on the football staff as a coach, and the girl was working with the football team in a, you know, like a job capacity while she was going to school there. Well, she unfortunately recently passed away, I think a few days ago, and everybody was, you know, shocked about it, and as you can imagine, a 20-year-old, I think they say she had a heart attack.
Oh, my God.
And I said to the crack staff here, find me the policy of LSU with vaccinations, and find me the policy of LSU football with vaccinations. Now, I have my godson, my nephew plays Division I football, so I already know the policy. Everybody has to have the jab because we're keeping an eye on him as well.
Jesus.
These big fucking monsters.
Get him on the protocol.
Well, It's a whole sideshow. You don't even want to know about it. It's unbelievable what these teams do to these kids. But we find out that the first deadline for mandatory vaccines at LSU, you had to upload your vaccine, proof of vaccine, first shot by September 10th, or you get the boot. Well, she died, I think, on September 12th. So now, was she vaccinated? Of course she was vaccinated. But why won't they say that? And then they say the tragic, untimely death. Why won't they? Why won't the media say, hey, look,
you and I both know why they won't say it.
I know, but this is supposed to be, and I've had this conversation twice today with other people. It's supposed to be journalism. You give the facts. You don't dance around fucking big corporations and stuff. But, I mean, you can't find that
journalism.
Anywhere. You can't find
that
anywhere. I know.
What
I'm saying.
That?
Just spell it out for people.
Mm-mm.
Maybe you save somebody else's life. I mean, or something.
It's not about saving lives. That's why everybody out here has to do the heavy lifting on their own, and help, you know, help their friends, family, whoever you can help.
It's like, funny you'd say that, because I watched these women testify in front of the Senate yesterday. And they were talking about, they were just there to seek justice. And I said, son of a bitch, even have to be your own Justice Department in today's day and age. You not only have to be your own doctor and your own everything else, you have to be your own Justice Department, because nobody does what they're supposed to do, because corruption is so rampant. Everybody's got their hand in somebody else's pocket, or they're trying to get their hand in somebody else's pocket. And these four girls have to go on TV and spill their guts in front of a bunch of old fossils who don't give two craps about it and are just there because the cameras are there.
That's right.
It's,
anyway, it's disgusting.
It's just a little thought I had. You even have to be your own damn Justice Department these days.
Right. We have to be everything. I mean, it's terrible. Like, you know, I try to think proactively. And so I was in Home Goods last week, the weekend shopping.
What's that? Like, and what's Home Goods?
Like, home accessories, you know.
Oh, like department store?
Yeah. Just decorate your house. All right. So I'm, you know, I'm looking, and there's two women up the aisle, and they're having a good catty conversation. But apparently, one of their family members is very sick, because I could hear her saying how he won't stop coughing and blah, 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 blah. And she's telling the story, and I'm shopping, and I'm saying to myself, okay, do I butt in their conversation? Do I butt in? And you know me. I had to butt in.
You did? You butted in?
Yeah, I butted in because I had to tell them. And I felt like compelled. But now I was mad at myself, because I'm like, damn it, Maria. You should have these things printed out in your purse just in case you need to hand it to somebody. Because you're standing up an aisle going, you know, again, you're going through your phone, you know, to show a screenshot or something.
So just throw make it into a paper airplane, throw it from the aisle next to them.
So that's what I thought of right there in the store. I'm like, I'm going to print these out and just leave them in case you do overhear something and you're somewhere. Because, again, if you don't offer help to somebody that's not getting help, obviously, and they're trying to keep their family or friends out of the hospital, it either works or it don't work. Try it. You have nothing to lose at that point, because your next stop is ICU. If you don't get that coughing under control and fluid builds up in the lungs, you got to do everything you got to do to stop it.
You see who's coughing today?
I would have felt guilty if I didn't say anything.
You see who's coughing today?
Mm-mm.
Biden.
Oh, really?
Last couple days, it's been increasing. Now, the media is keeping a lid on it, but I'm watching, because I watch all the videos. We watch all the videos when we're trying to pluck videos. And it is becoming a problem. Let's just put it that way.
Wow. Yeah.
It's an old man cough, too. It's an old man cough, too. It's like, I mean, you can tell it's like, not even like it's like a mannequin cough, but it's a cough.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I've not seen much of anything. I've been answering some messages, and, you know, I'm tired.
We're all tired, though. It's funny you'd say that. It really is exhausting. The entire thing. I think that's part of the whole shtick, is to wear us down so that we'll put up with anything.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not worn down. I'm in a permanent state of pissed off, and what I mean by tired is always trying to think ahead. Like today, saying to my mother, "Okay, next week we're going to the lawyer. We're redoing everything." Then talk to my father. You know, we've got to do everything. Because if every T isn't crossed and I isn't dotted properly and in the terminology that we need it to be, after all, these things haven't been updated in years. I want to make sure everything is up to par for what we're dealing with in today's world. So that's what we're doing. So that's what I mean. Constantly thinking ahead. I'm thinking ahead for my kids, you know, the grandkids, you know, my grandson just started baseball practice tonight. How exciting. It's like normalcy. And you want normalcy to remain. Now will it? Oh, no.
Well, it's normalcy.
I don't take anything for granted.
Normalcy where you are, but where we are, I mean, they're still closing schools. My wife tells me they're closing schools every time a kid has a sniffle. It's a panic situation, and they got these dopey. I talked about it before. They have this. She's working in a classroom where they have this new teacher, in the classroom. She's an older woman, but she never came out of the house once in almost 18 months. That's who you want teaching your kids? She's insane. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. You got Howard Hughes has been locked up for 18 months, and he emerges, and now he's teaching your kids. He's got the long fingernails. He doesn't even know what the hell is going on. And, I mean, this is – everything is a – and when a kid coughs, it's like a panic situation. And I told her, this woman is not going to last one way or the other. Either she's going to have an anxiety attack and collapse, or she's going to quit, because kids have sniffly noses and runny noses. These are special needs kids. They don't – some of those kids, their noses are always running. That's just the way it is. It's like, you know.
Absolutely.
She wants to reinvent their DNA and stupidity. These people are stupid.
Now, I can send you a picture of inside of a classroom yesterday. You would have thought it was, you know, 2019. The baseball field tonight, 100% normalcy, no masks, kids running around, you know, if everything was, you wouldn't know, you know, this is going on, which is kind of scary because you still live. And maybe it's only because I do what I do and I know what's going on in the world. Like, maybe if I didn't do this and I wasn't paying attention to the other states or talking to people from all over, you know, the world, maybe I wouldn't know. But that's what you carry around with you, that you know that other shoe can fall when many people around you don't know that. And that's a little bit of a burden as well, because we're thinking ahead because we know what the game plans are and that there are other people in control and there's reasons for this, and they're not going to walk away from these multi-billion-dollar transformations and all of these vaccines that they're concocting.
No way.
The mask industry, the sanitizing industry, all the gadgets now that they sell. Like you said, they don't go into research and development for shits and giggles. Okay? I mean, my God, you could go back. I talked to you a little bit about this last night in text about Peter Thiel, the one that nobody looks at. Everybody looks at Bill Gates. But if you look at Tiberius, that NIH gave Tiberius the contract for vaccine passports and contact tracing and all of that. That just didn't materialize overnight.
But he's on our side.
Yep.
What side? Yeah. I mean, these MAGA folks.
Stop it.
You know.
He's involved in the sciences the way Epstein was involved in the sciences. Lots of money. Tons of corporate names. You know, you can dig forever and keep coming up with more names. There's tons of them. These people, and you could go back and find articles as far as 2003, 2005, 2015. You know, there's a lot going on out there. So just because it happened overnight for many people in March of 2020, no, these things have been very long in the making and for a specific reason.
Well, there was just a big blowout this week in the media about how venture capitalist Peter Thiel gamed Silicon Valley, gamed Trump followers, and he gamed democracy. Mm-hmm. And he got a lot of money, tax-free, and a lot of interesting things to read about. It's all over the news sphere. If you venture outside of your own, perhaps, vacuum, you'll be able to see that. And it's very, very interesting when you break these things down, you say, oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. I didn't know this. And it has nothing to do with the image that's portrayed on social media.
No. His connections to DARPA. And I think it was yesterday, too, an article about, is this the article you're talking about? Is Abcella, his company, Abcella?
Yeah.
Is teaming up with Moderna.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's going on. There's a lot of other stuff going on. Yeah.
There's lots. But that's what I mean. These things are not overnight. You know, you don't have these fancy mask companies that are making Christmas, you know, when you have to open up catalogs and see masks or clothing with matching masks, they don't want this to go away. I mean, they sell children's clothing where you could buy like a shirt with the matching mask is attached, you know.
Like Garanimals back in the day. Remember Garanimals? You mix and match the tops for idiot fathers like me. It's like, I can't match this kid. Well, you know, you keep the tiger stay together and all this stuff. Now you can buy a mask. It's really.
Yeah, you can buy a matching mask.
That's sad to me. That's beyond sad.
And it's the truth. It's the truth. I wouldn't buy anything like that. No way. But they're available for purchase. But yeah, these companies, you know, they expect to make money. They don't go into business to not make money. So, you know, there's all kind of gadgets out there and apps and biometrics. And we could go on and on and on and on and on. Science is the new religion. And you have to believe in their science. We're not allowed to believe in our science. I'm not allowed to pick out a scientist that I trust. That's no.
Well, Thiel now fancies himself as a scientist. He's into this thing called a parabiosis, some kind of a strange experimental biology where they try to study and do these tests on anatomical and physiological union of two organisms. It's like, what? Is that what happens when you have a lot of money? You sit around, you come up with these things? I mean, and oh, of
you,
course,
you could
of
you
course,
could dig on him all day.
We perhaps crossed streams like the Ghostbusters a little bit with our last Hot Wire where we talked about Joe, what he does at home and when he comes home in Delaware. And then we have Peter Thiel's company, what is it, Ambrosia?
Mm-hmm.
Where they like to harvest the blood of youngsters and they give it to folks who think that's part of the fountain of youth.
Right, so and then that company's been around for, these are things that fly under the wire. Ambrosia is not, that didn't just pop up, that's been around. Peter Thiel, you have to know, is, he doesn't fancy dying.
He hates it. He thinks that there's a fountain of youth out there.
He said that he wants to see 90 be the new 50. They've been, you know, working on all these kind of things, you know, for years.
Well, ever since the medieval ages when Christians would warn people, remember, you have to die, so be careful what you do here. This crew, Thiel and Bezos, they actually think, well, maybe that's not, maybe we can use our money to contest that and see if we can make, it's crazy.
Do you think that Peter Thiel got the vaccine?
Absolutely not.
No.
Mm-mm. No way.
And ask yourself how many members of Congress have died, have heart attacks, Guillain-Barre, blood clots. How many of Congress do we hear that is, because we know they're supposed to be vaccinated, but we don't hear anything about Congress.
If you look at some of the video they had of them getting their shots, and a buddy of mine broke it down and he sent it to me, and I looked at it and said, Jesus, there's nothing there. There's not even, in some cases, I'm not trying to spark some conspiracy thing. I'm just saying it's, and I didn't put it out for that reason. Because, you know, the cap wasn't even on one and it was bent, you know, it was pressed against the arm and they broke it down. These are pros. These are spooks. They blew it up and they broke these things down. Or it was just the syringe was suppressed all the way down to begin with. So there was no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's a pattern. We all know. Yeah. I would say by now that every American knows somebody that had a reaction to the vaccine in one form or another. Either they got the breakthrough, or they're very sick, or they have some kind of funky thing going on. But we're not seeing that with Congress at all. Nothing. You're not waking up in the morning saying Senator so-and-so, Senator so-and-so.